Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 13, Number 2. In the last edition of Clinical Review, I returned to my continuing discussion on principles of sports nutrition with a rendition on thyroid health, PSN number 18. This was the second time I discussed thyroid health on SNU. On volume 9, number 6 of Clinical Review, I focused on the physiology of the thyroid gland, which is part of the endocrine system. I elaborated on the thyroid hormones thyroxine and triiodothyronine, including their manufacture, release into the bloodstream, and what they actually do metabolically. I also detailed the thyroid temperature test performed at home to help determine the health of your own thyroid. During my second discussion on thyroid health in last month's clinical review, I went into detail about another very important thyroid hormone, although it's definitely less well known. It's called calcitonin. Calcitonin is a polypeptide hormone produced by the C cells of the thyroid. It acts to reduce blood calcium if it climbs too high, and it works in unison with parathyroid hormone produced by the parathyroid glands. If blood calcium drops too low, parathyroid hormones function to increase blood levels of calcium at the expense of both bone and muscle tissue. So it's very important to get enough calcium, and enough means enough to prevent the release of parathyroid hormones, which breaks bone mass down to bring calcium into the blood to sustain other aspects of calcium chemistry. And what we learned is that at the same time, it erodes muscle. So calcium deficiency can erode muscle, prevent its growth, and prevent it from responding the way that most people want it to when they train. On this edition of Clinical Review, my topic is wayfinding. Now, The Way Back is a 2010 drama film about a group of prisoners who escaped from a Siberian camp during World War II. I enjoyed it immensely. Lack of food and water, sandstorm, sunburn, blisters, and sunstroke weakens the group and many die. Key to their escape and survival is the motive to be free. So their motive to be free as caged animals in this horrible camp, this gulag, is to be free. You know, and this to me is a type, a paradigm of my own life and the lives I see other people living. Sometimes I think of myself as a caged animal and I want to be free of the bondage, of the tether around my neck, of the imposition by society and people trying to run and control my life. And my motive is I want to be free. And why? Why is it that we want to be free? I think it's inherent in the organism. Everything alive wants to be free and move around. Now, wayfinding describes the various techniques used by travelers to locate unmarked regions or routes that are labeled incorrectly. Dr. David Suzuki had a show on Nature recently about this topic, and it was quite interesting. Now, the techniques used by travelers, which I happen to be a traveler, include the concept of dead reckoning, map and compass, astronomical positioning, and of course global positioning now with the new technology with satellites and GPS. Dead reckoning, by the way, the concept is fairly old, but that's the process of accurately predicting the location of an object, a plane or a ship, through mathematical calculation. When you don't have the exact coordinates, you can accumulate other data and come up with a fairly accurate description of where the thing is, where you're wanting to go, and where you are. Wayfinding is used widely in travel and tourism literature and is accepted as a standard process for traveling between two points with the least amount of difficulty. It is also utilized by hotels and parking lot companies as a strategy to help drivers find parking garages. Reminds me of a Seinfeld episode where they couldn't find their car. And how many times have you been looking for your car in a large parking lot, but you couldn't identify it? Wayfinding in this regard, or in this context, I'm spelling W-H-E-Y, wayfinding. Wayfinding in the more scientific term is spelled W-A-Y. So wayfinding, I came up with the idea of wayfinding, which way to go, which way, W-H-E-Y. This presentation is about whey protein isolate, essentially, and the idea about understanding what whey protein to use and what criteria that you use to determine what whey and whether you should weigh out the choices or not, or which way to go. It all relates to what I think is the single best protein on the planet. Now, whey protein was originally introduced into North America in the late 1980s, and by its own virtue became extremely popular in the early 1990s. The reason that creatine, glutamine, ribose, and whey is still around is because of its own virtue. Otherwise, it would have died off and disappeared like so many other supplements do. The come and goes and the wannabes, for whatever reason, these products don't have the value inherent in them. There's more value in the marketing and in the trends associated than in the actual product. But these products I'm talking about today, namely whey protein isolate, the value is in it, inside of it, chemically, biochemically. And I want to talk a little bit about that. Now, today you can order whey protein online or find it nationwide in pharmacies, large retail wholesale chains, mainstream food centers, and even corner grocery stores. But not all whey is created equal. And for that matter, neither are all men. We're all human, but we're definitely not equal in our capacity. And all whey protein is not equal. So some people just kind of write off whey when they have a bad experience with it, not knowing that that particular whey protein that they used could be the source of the problem. So we need to know that. Although athletes and several sports nutrition companies popularized it, whey protein was first isolated and used for medicinal purposes in Germany, France, Switzerland, and England. After research scientists discovered its remarkable healing and restorative properties, small numbers of alternative medical physicians began utilizing whey peptides orally and intravenously as a treatment protocol for cancer and AIDS patients who, as a result of their disease, were losing tremendous amounts of lean mass. This process is called cachexia in medical terms. So when you have AIDS or cancer and it's coming towards the end of the experience, you start losing a lot of lean functional tissue, and that's often what kills the patient, not the disease itself, not the cancer itself, but its effect on body and operating systems that relate to survival. Whey peptides countered the catabolic effects of these wasting diseases. That's what these doctors discovered, by helping the patient maintain a positive nitrogen balance. And when you understand protein, you've got to understand nitrogen chemistry, because the big N is what makes protein unique. Nitrogen is not in carbs, it's not in fats, it's only in protein. And humans will die without nitrogen. And we can't siphon it from the air like plants. We have to get it fixed from plant life or from animals that have done that in various chemical ways. Whey peptides strengthen the immune response, and this is what these doctors discovered. It made the immune system stronger in their patients with these crippling diseases, these life-threatening diseases. And the immune system tends to collapse in degenerative disease, especially among the elderly. So the elderly have a tendency to eat less protein, although they have a tendency also to need more of it. So they eat less, they need more, and that's one of the reasons why some people literally die sooner than they should. They simply die of a deficiency of protein. If you can believe that, in a society where we're told that protein is bad, hard in the kidneys, we should reduce it. The opposite is true, in fact, but we're talking about good, clean, real protein, kind of protein that is in a bison, the kind of protein that you can get in a bottle, namely whey protein isolate. Now, I discovered whey protein isolate at the 1993 Anaheim Expo West Natural Products Trade Show down in California. And since then, it has been a primary food staple in my diet. But not only mine, Tracy and all the kids, including our grandchildren and even infants, have whey protein isolate shakes every day. I made two or three yesterday for Riley. She's 1.5. We've been doing that since she was 6 months. She loves her shakes. She screams for them. We say, you want a shake? or it's time for a shake, and she runs into the kitchen and she just can't wait. And then Tracy and I were talking the other day about now we're going to start teaching her. She watches us make it, but now, even at this young age, we're going to get her to get the mangoes and put the honey in there and the essential fatty acids. We use hemp, pumpkin, and flax, of course, beautiful long-chain fats for the brain and for Riley's nervous system, for her immune system. She's not vaccinated. She's not damaged by conventional medicine, and I hope that she never is. But we want to build her up, and one of the ways that we do this, and we did it for my kids that are all adults now with their own kids, and of course with thousands of students worldwide, clients, friends of ours, they have all benefited. We, you know, countless testimonies as to the virtue of protein isolate, in this case from whey. What sold me originally was that at that trade show in 1993, I met David Jenkins, who introduced the first whey protein isolate in America. And anyway, I tried it. I had had negative experiences with shakes in the past, but going on to the whey protein isolate, I gained about 15 pounds of solid lean mass. That's about 7 kilograms. In 18 months after adding the whey for the first time to my diet, and that was from a body weight of 205 to 220, and that was in my late 30s. No changes did I make in my diet or training routine. I just kept eating the same way, but I added the whey protein isolate. Designer whey, that's what it was called, designer whey protein. It's still on the market, but just keep in mind that when you see that, that was the leader, the innovator, the original whey protein with the focus on the peptides. You know, I'm 56 now. I'm still training, still fit and lean, and I just won another show in Hawaii, Mr. Hawaii Grandmaster in Honolulu. And I'm telling you from my personal experience that there's no one thing that I can say is a magic bullet, but whey protein isolate is a staple in my diet, and it will be unless something else comes out, maybe a new insect protein that shows higher biological value and even better integration into my cell chemistry. I'm always open to anything new, but no one's going to try and tell me that soy or rice or pea is equivalent to whey protein isolate. It's not. It simply is not. So I consume up to 4 shakes a day on average, taking in 1 to 4 scoops, which is 25 to 100 grams of whey protein isolate per shake. That's right, I put 4 scoops of pure whey protein isolate with ice in water with a couple tablespoons of oil. And that is one of my favorite shakes at nighttime or before I do some exercise. No carbs, and I just motor on that stuff beautifully. It really works well in my blood type B, in my chemistry. It works really well. Of course, the amount I take depends on when I take it and for what reason. I never miss pre- and post-workout application, especially post. Everyone knows about having a pre-workout shake, but are you getting that post-workout shake? I add the whey isolate into a shaker cup and take it right at the gym after my workout when I'm getting changed in the locker room. And that, to me, I learned from Colgan, up to 25% your protein can be absorbed at that one time post-workout. And a lot of guys are missing out on that, and that's why they're missing out on 2 to 5 pounds of muscle a year when it all adds up. I take a bucket of whey protein isolate and my blender with me on every road trip and tour, which I have learned by experience helps overcome the catabolic effects of sleep deprivation, high stress, and working long hours. So for all you people out there working a lot, spending a lot of time doing whatever, remember that's putting you in a state. Catabolism is the breakdown, the chopping up, the erosion of tissue, the erosion of lean mass. It's the opposite of anabolic. So sleep deprivation adds up to a loss of muscle mass, and in some people, the accretion or the gaining of fat because they have a tendency to eat garbage when they're stressed out. Now, whey is extremely soluble, but unlike whole raw milk, whey protein isolates are almost entirely free of carbs, carbohydrates, and the carbohydrate in milk is lactose, which many people are intolerant to, and lipids, which is fat. And some people have problems with the fat in milk. They can't digest it, or they age and they lose the enzyme capacity to break down some of the lipids Of course, we're talking cow's milk here, and that's part of the problem. People that are intolerant to cow's milk often can drink human milk or goat milk. So there are components in the cow's milk, but it's not the protein. It's not the amino acids in cow's milk. And this is the thing that people don't understand, is that whey protein isolate gets rid of the lactose, the sugar, gets rid of the fats, the lipids, and retains the bioavailable peptides, the amino acid chains, the polypeptides. And that's where the action is. That's what we want as athletes and bodybuilders. And I find that that is biofriendly to every ethnic origin, age, and gender. So people, we all know that certain cultures or so-called races can't tolerate milk. You know, the Orientals, some members of the African black community. Worldwide, there is plenty of examples of people, except for European, that cannot tolerate drinking milk. They can certainly tolerate it as an infant when they're being breastfed, but they can't tolerate cow's milk. But they can tolerate whey protein isolate. So that shows you that it's a different creature, different animal. And it's created in a lab, created in an environment of chemistry and with technology. And this is the value of science here. Now, when you're isolated, like whey protein isolate, you're free. The best way to use whey is to add a scoop or two to a cup of filtered water in a blender. You add 1 or 2 tablespoons of a mixed blend of omega-3 rich seed oils. Don't be afraid of fat, not that kind of fat. Hemp seed oil, flax seed oil, pumpkin seed oil, lay it on, brothers and sisters. But be afraid of fried food. Be afraid of rancid fats, fats that are left out and become rancid or spoiled. Be afraid of those because they'll ruin your arteries and your heart and your brain. Now, to the shake, you add fresh or frozen fruit, any number of additional nutritional performance powders, including creatine, glutamine, ribose, or spirulina. Hawaiian happens to be one of my favorites. Now you have a complete meal comprised of clean, high water volume, antioxidant, enzyme-rich carbs, a beautiful source of essential fatty acids, and the best protein known. What could be better than that? In liquid form, easy to digest. The protein is essentially pre-digested. So anybody could take it, children, infants, adults, seniors. Anyone can tolerate these new proteins. They don't have to chew it and digest it and break it down. And when they can't normally eat meat, you could get someone who couldn't take meat, like an older woman in a home, for example, and she could drink a whey protein isolate shake easily and get the value from it. So what is whey? It's the thin, watery part of milk that separates from the curd. You know that nursery rhyme, the curds and whey? It separates from the curd after it coagulates, as in cheese making. They add an enzyme, it separates, and you end up with whey, which is liquid. And whey is mostly sugar, which is lactose, and water, and contains less than 1% protein. But these proteins, referred to as whey peptides, are the finest, highest quality proteins known, as determined by nitrogen retention, growth promotion, and biological value. So remember those three factors when you're comparing any protein. Nitrogen retention, growth promotion, growth of humans, not apes, not rats, but humans, bodybuilders in particular, athletes that are trying to gain the mass, and biological value. So it's the milk curd that contains the undesirable protein casein. I don't want that in my diet. Not whey. And the exception is if I'm taking feta or cultured dairy where the casein is basically broken up and reduced and changed and altered, kind of like yogurt from milk is changed. It's transformed into an easily digested new kind of substance. Now, it takes 229 liters of milk to produce 1 kilogram, which is 1,000 grams, of concentrated, high-quality whey protein isolate. Whey protein isolate refers to a standard or scale created by the dairy industry, not the health food industry or biochemistry textbooks, for the benefit of selection. So the people that make it came up with the concept, the names of whey protein isolate, concentrate, and various other forms, milk protein isolate, and different types of protein names. That's made by the industry, made up by the industry that makes it, so that we can choose and that we understand what the standards are, so that when the wholesale suppliers and manufacturers and consumers are taking it, they know what they're taking. Now, WPI, which is the acronym for whey protein isolate, by definition contains no less than 90% protein. And that is so much higher than eating venison or turkey breast. It's much, much, much higher. It's really concentrated. And don't get mixed up. Isolate is concentrated, but whey protein concentrate is not the same thing as whey protein isolate. Now, if the whey protein contains less than 90% protein, it's called a whey protein concentrate. So concentrate and isolate differences is based on quantity of protein. Concentrates are inferior to isolates in the same way that silver has less value than gold. What would you have, a kilogram of gold or a kilogram of silver? If you're an economist, if you're a merchant, if you're into making money, what would you prefer? Concentrates have less protein and less biological value than isolates. They have less than 90% protein, but not less than 35%. So there's tremendous disparity. You could have a whey protein concentrate that's very low in protein, but the label lies because the manufacturer is not producing a true label. They have no ethics, and this is very common. You've got to police these agencies. You've got to police the manufacturers. There's tremendous variation from one product to another. I like to know who makes it. I like to know the people involved. I like to know the standards of production. And Canada has the highest standard of production. We living in a country with enormous standards as it relates to dietary supplement, or what we call them here in Canada, natural health products, or NHPs. We do a very good job. Now, with the advent of sophisticated extraction and special filtration methods, including cross-flow, microfiltration, and ion exchange, and I know about this because with Sisu and with Trophic, I was involved directly in the manufacture and the formulation of different proteins. And my focus was whey protein isolate. And I learned that various extraction methods generate various amounts or concentrations of the peptides. So one method would have more of one peptide, say macropeptides derived from a certain percentage of the protein, versus another. There's all kinds of whey peptides, glycomacropeptide, beta-lactoglobulin, high alpha-lactalbumin, immunoglobulins, albumin, lactoferrin. These are the principal microfractions in whey protein isolate. Now, to optimize health and performance, a full range of these should be present. Each peptide has its own unique healing and restorative properties. And these peptides are isolated by extraction without the need for heat or acid treatment. That's why they outperform flesh that we eat, even raw flesh, which no one eats today. But even if you did eat it, it would still not equivalent to the action and function and medicinal properties of whey protein isolate. Because the integrity and biochemical properties of the protein microfractions, which is where the actions are it's not heat damaged because of the extraction. We were getting a live, friendly, bioactive, incredibly active substance that enhances immune function and provides a really nice source of branched chain amino acids. And I think whey protein isolate is considered to be one of the best sources known of the branched chain amino acids. Of course, the three amino acids, leucine, isoleucine, and valine, and leucine being a prominent building, growth, enhancing muscle recovery property value that is in the whey, and it's promoted. You can read about this in the different propaganda on whey protein isolate. But whey protein isolate is really ideal for recovery and for fueling hungry, growing muscles. So to reiterate, whey protein isolate alone, not whey protein concentrate or blends of the two. You often see this. It's one of the ways to save money and make profit is to put whey protein isolate in a slurry of other proteins, including concentrate or casein. And essentially what you don't know is how much of the isolate is in there. I like to go for the isolate alone by itself, isolated, nothing else. Yes, it costs more, but that's where the property value is. That's where the action, the real estate value is. It's in the whey protein isolate. My single favorite best choice of any protein supplement on the market by far. Now, I'm currently using Brad King's Ultimate High Alpha Whey Protein. And of course, CSNA students know that he's one of my advisors and he's into training and he looks great. And he has very high standards and does his research. And I trust Brad. I know Brad. He's a friend of mine. Now imagine if you had a friend who was into it, was a good leader, a good research agent, and you could trust this dude, and he was making a product that you like to use. Why wouldn't you buy it from him? Why wouldn't you get it from him? So that's my motive. It's distributed, by the way, the Brad King whey protein isolate in Canada by Preferred Nutrition. You can get to their site, their site address, their website address is pno.ca. So 20 years after that first whey protein isolate hit, this incredible supplement still serves me as well as my workouts in the gym. I had a great leg workout the day, and man, was it awesome. You know, it's no less awesome than it was 40 years ago. I've been training for 44 years. So that is fantastic investment return. When you can go to the gym at my age or at 70 or 80 or 40, whatever age you are, and you get in there and you have a great workout and you get those wonderful benefits, that is a fantastic investment because it affects your entire body, your mind, and soul. It enriches your mind. So I love research and online education, and I think that whey protein isolate is equal to that. It just keeps giving. It never stops. Now, I should also mention that that's not the only protein that I consume. I use the Vega 1, which I really like because it gives me a nice blend, a variety of plant proteins. I'm not against plant proteins, but no one's going to tell me that hemp, which I love, brown rice or pea, is equivalent on its own, neck and neck, to in a race with whey protein isolate. It's just not going to happen that way in my head. You're going to have to prove it to me with legitimate research, controlled evidence, and there isn't any to do that. So that's why I continue using the whey protein isolate. Plus, it works so well in my blood and in my system. The Vega has hemp, brown rice, savvy seed pea, chlorella, omega-3s, greens, antioxidants, probiotics, digestive enzymes, and a complete spectrum of vitamins and minerals. So that's kind of like a foundational blend that I put in my whey protein isolate shakes, and I mix the two. So ultimately, I get no less than 50 grams of a mixed source of protein from a variety of sources, but the leader is going to be the whey protein isolate. So there you have it. Shake and take, baby. The way to good health is simple but difficult to follow. The road is steep and narrow. It's filled with potholes, rocks, sinister edges. It's not easy to drive over. There's a lot of people that don't make it. But the key to our escape and survival, just like that movie I was telling you about, The Way Back, is motive to be free. Do you want to be free? Free of disease, free of pestilence, free of infection, free of damage, free of excess fat, free of depression? Then I think that whey protein isolate should be a staple in your diet. If that's your goal, if that's your objective, I know it certainly is mine. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Brad King, author, professional speaker, authority on nutrition, and formulator of the ultimate product line and the whey protein isolate that I use, because I believe that inherent in that product is incredible value. We're not only what we eat, but more importantly, we're also what our ancestors ate, and our ancestors ate a lot of protein.